We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy that I met through a divorce dating app. I got divorced last year, and I finally decided to get out there. And I met this really great guy named Joe. I mean, we've been seeing each other for about 4 months or so now.
Okay, I take it he is divorced as well?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's got two kids. They live down in Raleigh, which isn't a super long drive, but, you know, we still get to see each other only on the weekends or every other weekend. But it's fine, you know. That's not the problem. It's that he just refuses to introduce me to his kids.
Oh, okay. So how long did you guys say you've been dating?
Since May. I mean, we actually had our first date on Memorial Day.
Okay. And you said he has two kids?
Yeah, a boy and a girl. And the thing is, I absolutely love kids. I've always wanted kids, but my ex-husband didn't. And honestly, that's one of the reasons why we got divorced. You know, so when he told me he had two kids, I was really excited. I mean, but for some reason, he won't introduce me to them. You know, and it makes me feel like it's because he doesn't take what we have going seriously.
So this is a bit of a 180, right? I mean, usually it's a guy who's like, she has kids. I'm not trying to be anybody's daddy. But in this case, you got a woman who actually wants to fill that role and then isn't getting the chance.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to swoop in and become somebody's mom. You know, I respect that they have a mother, and I'm not trying to be the replacement mom. But I just want him to introduce me to them so I can meet them. I mean, I want them to know how much I love their dad, and I want them to know I'm a nice person, and, you know, I feel like I'm dating someone who's only showing me one side of themselves, you know what I mean?
Have you told him all of this? Like, have you said, look, I really want to meet your kids?
Yes, countless times.
And what does he say?
Well, he says he made an agreement with his ex-wife that he wouldn't bring their kids around any new girlfriends, you know, and she agreed to the same thing. She feels like it's not fair to the kids and it's confusing.
How old are they? How old are the kids?
Well, I think the girl's 11 and his son is 9.
Oh, I think they're old enough to not be confused by any of this, then?
Exactly. That's what I said. But, you know, he said he's respecting his ex-wife's wishes. There's no unnecessary drama for him to deal with, you know, who wants to keep it peaceful.
I don't know what to tell you here, Cal. I mean, I guess if you want to keep dating him, you got to respect the ex-wife's wishes, right?
You know, that's just it. I honestly don't think he's telling the truth about that. I don't think his ex-wife even cares about me. I think he's just using that as an excuse because he thinks if I meet his kids, they're going to love me and then he'll be stuck if he wants to stop dating.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, that's a legit concern, don't you think? I mean, what if his kids meet you and are like, she's the best, but then he's like, I'm so glad you like her. I have a date with a different woman on Friday.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then fine, but just be honest and tell me that. I mean, don't drag me along and tell me, oh, I'd love for you to meet them, but my ex-wife has a rule.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of immature, you know?
So the reason you called then, you want to know if this is actually his ex-wife's rule for him or if he's lying about it because secretly he's not that serious about you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's what I want to know. And I keep wanting to call his ex-wife just to introduce myself and let her know that I'm a nice person. But I kind of feel like that would be going way over the line. Plus, my friends that I talk to all say that that should be something he does, not me.
Yeah, I kind of agree with them. Plus, how exactly were you going to call her without him knowing about it, right? I mean, you'd have to get her number from him, and then he'd be like, wait a minute, why do you want her number?
Actually, no, I have her number because she works at Cisco, which is a pretty big company down there. And one of my friends got me her number off the company directory.
Wow. So you really could call her if you wanted to then.
Yeah, you know, but I don't want to do it because then I would seem too pushy.
Okay, listen, why don't we do this? Why don't we call her and say something like, hey, we're doing a topic today on whether or not it's cool for your ex to introduce his new girlfriend to the kids after a divorce. And then we'll tell her somebody texted us and said, we should call you because you and your husband have this rule. That way it's completely anonymous. You're not involved. And then what will happen is either she's going to say, yeah, we have a solid standing rule. Or she might say, no, we don't have any rule because I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm going to warn you right now, Cal, I would be prepared to hear the first one because this sounds like something a divorced couple would do. The whole no new girlfriends around the kids thing. So just be prepared to hear that.
I know, you know, and that's fine if she says that because at least I'll know that's the reason and not because he's not taking our relationship seriously.
Okay, see if you can find that phone number and then we'll call her up. Now, do you want to be on the other line listening when we call her?
Well, I mean, I'd like to hear what she says, yes.
Okay. What is the ex-wife's name? Do we know?
Yeah, it's Tracy.
Okay. So we'll call Tracy then when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Tracy, please.
This is Tracy. Can I ask who's calling?
Tracy, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm sorry, this is who?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. We're a radio station.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever heard of you. I'm so sorry.
Well, we're actually not in North Carolina. We're actually in Virginia. That's probably why.
Oh, okay. So, what can I do for you?
So, we were having a discussion this morning on the air about divorced parents who are dating again. And the discussion specifically was about, do you have any rules as far as introducing someone that you've been dating to your children? Or do you have any rules as far as your ex goes doing the same thing? Anyways, the reason we called you is because somebody texted us and said, I have a friend who's divorced and her name is Tracy and she can explain, but they have a pretty solid rule in their house. So we were wondering if you could explain to us what this rule is.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Who told you to call me?
Well, we don't know who it was. It was a text we got. I guess maybe a friend of yours?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't even think I have any friends in Virginia. And second, I'm not even divorced, so I don't even know who gave you that information.
Oh. So you're not divorced?
No, I am very happily married still. Just had our anniversary, number 12.
Wow. Okay, well, congratulations. And now, your husband, what is his name?
His name's Joseph.
Okay, I see. So you and Joseph are married.
The last time that I checked, yeah.
Okay.
And you're married, right? Like, not like married, but separated or anything.
Nope, completely married. Got two kids and a Cocker Spaniel.
Well, you know what? I guess we got the wrong Tracy now. I'm so sorry to bother you.
That's no problem. Sorry I couldn't help.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a nice day.
You as well.
Okay, so this sort of changes things. Cal, I think there's something going on here. Either this lady is in complete denial or you're being lied to by this guy.
I don't even know what to say.
This does explain a lot, though, like, you know, why doesn't he want to meet your kids? He lives in another city kind of far away, so he can only see you on weekends. I mean, have you been to his house at all? Have you seen where he lives?
Well, I've been to his apartment.
Yeah, see, I wonder if that's even his apartment.
I cannot believe what I just heard.
Should we call him, like, right now and clear up the confusion?
No, you know what? I want to call him myself.
You sure you don't want us to do it? I mean, if he's been lying to you, I think we should expose him in front of everybody.
No, I want to have this conversation alone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.